Good morning. I'm Donna Quinn. And for the next half hour, you'll be listening to Talk of Our Towns. What is leadership? Who's a leader? Aren't we all leaders? What does that mean? And what is the leader cast happening in Seaside on Friday, May 10th? Simply Lead. Chick-fil-A is one of the sponsors. There are many sponsors, such as United Airlines. There are a lot of Seaside local sponsors. And today, to talk about this incredible event, which I have attended a couple of times myself, the Leader Cast in Seaside, I have Wendy Higgins. Wendy is a Cannon Beach City Councilor. She is also the General Manager of the Ocean Lodge in Cannon Beach. And she has organized this Leader Cast event, one-day event, for the last 6 years. Hi, Wendy.
Hi, how are you?
I'm glad to have you in the studio
today. Thank you.
Wendy, before we talk about what this leadership conference, this one-day event, LeaderCast, is, let's just talk a little bit about who is Wendy Higgins.
Well, I actually just had a birthday on Earth Day.
Happy birthday.
I've been in the community for over 30 years, raised three children here, Astoria, Seaside, Gearhart. Now I live in Cannon Beach, so I kind of know the county.
North Coast girl.
Yeah. So I've lived here the longest. My dad was military, so I was all over the world. So living in one place for a long time and raising kids in one community was huge for me. So.
And you found your home in Cannon Beach.
Yes. I've been in hospitality for over 20 years. Love it. And I love that serving piece of it.
And as a general manager, you have a staff of people who look to you as a leader. How did you first get involved with this LeaderCast event?
Well, I think it was 7 years ago in May. I made some personal changes. Just part of it was just me wanting to grow. And it was a spiritual journey, too. And so I began to just concentrate on what I read, got up early, and had some just really good quiet time. And during that time, I found a book by John Maxwell. And that kind of got me on this journey. In that September of that year, I found the book, Develop the Leader Within You, and that kind of catapulted me.
Now, wait, is John Maxwell, he was the author of Develop the Leader Within You?
Yes.
So John Maxwell is a leading, I guess you'd say, he's a personal growth, personal development leader in that field.
Exactly.
In the field of personal growth and development in the business world.
Correct. And when I came across his book, I also read Failing Forward. The 21 Irrefutable Laws of Leadership is probably one of his bestsellers. And I'm actually taking staff through the 15 Laws of Personal Growth is really what this new book. And I bought it in Spanish. And that first year, the first book I took staff through, I took it for granted what I studied and my own personal growth. And when I began to teach and facilitate it, I saw the hunger in their lives, and the changes were unbelievable. And then we went through, we took Hispanic leaders through. And one of the things when I went back, I says, okay, what are you taking away from this? What's changing? And my Hispanic community said, you know, Wendy, no one's ever brought this to us. You know, even in Mexico, we don't do leadership development. And it was a real eye-opener for me how important I know how important our Hispanic community is. But you know what? Everybody needs to be invested in, whether they're, I don't care what where you come from, you know, personal growth, you're the first person you have to lead is you. And so whether it's my housekeeping leaders or my maintenance or, you know, when you raise that bar in leadership, you raise a bar in service.
Well, let's talk about what is a leader? What's your definition of a leader? And to have a leader, do you have to have a follower?
No. Well, if you're leading, like if I'm a manager and nobody's following, then I'm not leading. You know, but personally, it's going to start with you. You've got to take the reins. You can't depend on other people to grow you. It's a choice.
And, okay, I've always thought about this idea of, you know, human potential and growth and development. And so it's just as if a person were, you know, they're working as a beautician in a salon, and they go to seminars and they go to workshops to learn about some of the new things that are happening. And so you're saying that in this leadership development and personal growth, it's about how do you work better in your business with other people, with human beings, because it's all really about relationships. I mean, yes, we can be more organized, we can push our paper in better ways and all of that, but what I look at is, if you're talking about leadership, you're talking about how do you get along with all these different people in a business setting? Mm-hmm. Do you feel that way?
Well, there's so many facets of it. You know, I look at it as a tapestry, you know, and there's so many fibers. And if I really want to live out what my purpose is in life, whatever that may be for each of us, don't I want to do it better? And don't want to do, and in order to do a better job, I got to be growing. I don't want to be stagnant and be satisfied with yesterday's news or, you know, I want to be constant in that growth mode. And that comes with personal sacrifice, and that comes with a choice. You know, what am I going to read? What am I putting in between those two ears? What am I hearing? What am I listening to that create? I mean, it opens doors too. I mean, goodness, I would never run for city council. I would have never had that. What's the word I want? Maybe I wouldn't have believed in myself as much that I could do that. You know, I stepped into that role because it was above me and you know, it grew me. I stepped in positions several times now that were bigger than me, but because of it, I grew. I wasn't intimidated. You know what? If this door opened, I just have to go through it. The results will come if I'm willing to walk through the door.
Well, I think that's about taking some risk. And so when we're talking about personal growth and development in this sense of, you know, leadership in business, which affects our personal lives, which affects mm-hmm. everything, really, we're talking about confidence building. Mm-hmm. We're talking about the idea of like that, the name of that, the title of that book, Failing Forward. It's failure is a good thing.
It's not a bad thing.
Mm-hmm. And so I guess it's just how we define this idea. Sometimes I think if you say, oh, this person's a great leader, perhaps they mean this person has a lot of charisma. Mm-hmm. But that's not how you define a great leader.
No, probably walking the talk is huge for me. Integrity, you know, there's characters of leadership, you know, humility, you know, the Jim Collins wrote a book called Good to Great. And he had all these fact-finding mission that he went on to find out what a good leader was. And two things that he had not anticipated that were going to come out of all of this research was that the companies, the 11 companies that he researched, the two things that were that came out that were the huge were integrity and humility. And he hadn't looked at, he didn't think that those would, I mean, he didn't think that would be their success. But every single one that were successful, that was one of their bottom line principles, you know, that drove them.
Integrity and humility
mm-hmm.
makes a great leader. And this LeaderCast, let's talk about what is this LeaderCast Simply Lead, what is that?
The LeaderCast comes in from Atlanta, so it's simulcast in, and there's a lineup of speakers. For me, I've been to other conferences. This is not one of those hype conferences to get you, you know, buying all this kind of stuff, and then you're going to go home. This is people that are going to speak from their heart, and they're going to give you stuff you can take away and use. You can actually, it's applicable, and it doesn't matter what your age is. I mean, I've had kids the last 3 years. I was able to give tickets to kids from Tongue Point, from Job Corps, the high schools. Because it's not just about Wendy, it's not just about our community, it's about our future leaders. How are we mentoring them? How are we getting the next generation ready to lead? And how are we strengthening and putting some zip and some doodah for leaders that are just kind of burnt out, you know? And that's how we strengthen community.
Essentially, this is a one-day event that happens. It's live in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
It's simulcast. On this one day, on Friday, May 10th, and I believe that it begins at 8 a.m. Pacific
yes.
time here in Seaside.
Mm-hmm.
I know that when you first started doing this a few years ago when I went, I remember that there were, you know, busloads of people coming in from Portland
yes.
to come to this event
mm-hmm.
from businesses in Portland, in the Portland area. So on this day, people come together in Seaside at this at where it is in Seaside, and they all day long have exposure to some of the top leadership, you know, authors and speakers
mm-hmm.
who talk to business communities throughout the nation and the world. Correct.
Correct. Well, let me kind of give you a rundown of the day. The LeaderCast, I wanted people to come and be pampered and loved on from the moment they walked in the door. So you've got a continental breakfast in the morning. It'll start at 7. So from 7 to 8, if you want to come early, there's breakfast there for you. It's a great way to network. And then at 8 o'clock, it kicks right off with Andy Stanley. And his theme is going to be Simply Lead. Simply Lead. We're trying to find more white space.
So wait, let's just simply lead. Now, I know in the past there have been make the connections and about how to shine your light on your own little point of excellence, not worrying about anybody else. So simply lead, that's the theme for this year.
That's the theme. How do I take the clutter and the chaos out of leadership? And that's that you're going to see that throughout the day. David Allen actually is a productivity expert, and he's known his book. He's famous for his getting things done. So he's going to help us to bring order to our chaos and leadership. Then Sanya Richards Ross was Olympic gold medalist, won 2 gold medals in track and field. And her theme is going to be focus and amidst the distraction. So in the middle of, you know, getting ready to run, how does she focus? How do you get the distraction out of there? That's personal leadership. Henry Cloud is a phenomenal author, and I've heard him speak, and I've heard some of his books. He just released a new book called Boundaries for Leaders, and I think that's a big place for us as leadership. How do we set boundaries? Because you want to say yes to everything, and you can't. So that's part of our clutter. Then John's going to talk about simplicity in communication. Condoleezza Rice, I heard her speak last year. I had no idea what a phenomenal woman this gal is. And I was just kind of, I sat in my chair. I wrote probably 3 or 4 pages of notes. She was the Secretary of State under President Bush. Mike, I can never say his name correctly, Krzyzewski is a coach from Duke University. He's going to be talking about simply leading to victory. We also have Jack Welch. He is up there now, and he's going to be talking about finishing strong, necessary endings. How do we finish strong in leadership? There's a few other speakers throughout the day, but it's just, you can just see the flow. You know, how do I do it better? How do I simplify it? Because I think we can, our lives, in especially in this day and age, we just get chaotic. How do we rein it in?
That's correct. There are too many emails, too many phone calls, too much, and especially in the business world. Mm-hmm. I also want to address this idea of competition versus cooperation. We can do that in the second half of the program. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Talk of Our Towns. I'm your host, Donna Quinn. Today, we're talking about a LeaderCast opportunity, which happens once a year in Seaside. It is Friday, May 10th. It's from 8 a.m. till 3 p.m. It includes, the ticket price includes breakfast and lunch. Mm-hmm. I have in the studio Wendy Higgins. Wendy is a Cannon Beach City Councilor. She is also the general manager of Ocean Lodge, and she has organized this leadership event here in Seaside for the last 6 years. What is the purchase price of a ticket?
It's $89. If you're coming with a group of 3 or more, it's $69.
Okay. And you have sold out every year.
I've had to order tickets, more tickets every year at the last minute.
And the reason is that people want to learn more about how to be successful and how to be productive and how to work, you know, in better ways with their companions in the business world.
Correct.
But you also have high school students. I think you said that there are a couple of young women working with you, and this is their senior project.
You know, 3 years ago, I had 4 kids that worked with me. One of them is coming back to work with 2 other gals this year. And on their senior project. And the fun thing is I get to mentor them through this. So I'm taking them through the book, 15 Laws of Personal Growth too. And you'd be amazed at what comes out of their mouth as we're discussing these chapters. Last week when I was talking with them, I asked them, I says, what have you done in the last week or two that you've invested in somebody else, or you've bettered your team, or just because it's not just about you? And just their comments that came back from high school students. One of them is in the competition that just got back from Baltimore. The Seaside culinary team won for the state of Oregon, and that was huge for Seaside. And they went back to Baltimore, just competed. They didn't win, but the experience, I can hardly wait to talk to them. Anyway, Angel said, you know, what I did this last week, as she said, she didn't have to go to school early 2 days, but she went in early to pack and weigh and get all their ingredients ready and to do some other things and organizing their trip. And she didn't have to. I says, you know, Angel, do you realize that that's personal leadership? Nobody had to tell you. You took the reins and you went out and you did some things that you knew needed to be done. What a team player. That's leadership. So being able to bring those pieces back and make it relevant, you know, so that they can see what leadership's about. It's not just leading a team or being a president of the United States or, you know, the principal of the school. It's personal leadership.
One of the things I always wrestle with, and I think there is this conundrum and a little bit of a dichotomy between success and winning and victory versus cooperation, mm-hmm. and you know, it's about the journey, not the outcome. You know, where are we in the spectrum? I mean, the competition versus cooperation, is that a false kind of setup, or can that work? I mean, how do you find, because you've been really immersed in leadership issues, mm-hmm. for the last almost 7 years. So how do you view that?
The competing piece, or the, well, a good example is being on the chamber. And one of the things that we really had when we in Cannon Beach, we didn't have any money for advertising from the city level and stuff. There just wasn't the money for that. But Seaside and Cannon, or Astoria and Seaside, would carry us and take our magazines to the travel shows from Cannon Beach and stuff. Well, this year we went together, all three, four of those communities, and put money together for a marketing piece that marketed the whole North Coast. And for me to be at the governor's conference on tourism a week ago and see our team from the North Coast receive an award because we were collaborating and working together and not competing, you know, was amazing. I mean, it was an emotional moment for me because it's something I've been working on for a long time, just a piece of it, you know. And so to actually see it happen because of some great people like John Rawl from Seaside and what's the gal from your chamber?
Regina.
Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. it wouldn't have happened without these amazing people in place that, you know, really lived out that dream.
I think it's that when you raise the bar, it's good for everyone. I mean, when you all work together, because it's not Estuary competing with Seaside or Seaside competing with Cannon Beach. It's look at all, we all have something unique to offer. Mm-hmm. And so let's all work together. And in speaking about that, who are the sponsors of this LeaderCast? Let's talk about some of the national ones and then some of the local ones.
Well, I know Chick-fil-A is one of the big sponsors financially because they're all about leadership. United Airlines. I don't know all of the other national sponsors, but the company behind the LeaderCast is Giant Impact, and they do a lot of smaller classes and stuff all throughout the United States. I've actually attended some of their classes, and they do a lot of John Maxwell's books and things like that. So that's one of the corporate sponsors. But locally, North Coast Family Fellowship is where I put on the LeaderCast. They donate the facility every year from the very beginning. I went to them because I wanted something a little bit more intimate, not just a big convention center. And so we bought the satellite, we raised the funds, and they've every year graciously given me the facility and actually give me staff to help with all of the electronical, you know, stuff that I would not know what to do with. So they're a big sponsor. Escape Lodging is the company that I work for. And I would not be where I'm at today without their, you know, allowing me to teach staff, to go back to Atlanta and take some classes. I mean, they're huge, had a huge impact on me, but it's had a huge impact on our company because of it.
And what I see is that they're very progressive and forward thinking. They are nurturing your growth, your personal growth and development. And then you, in turn, are mentoring the people who work with you, because I think it just stands to reason that if you want to keep employees in a business happy, and if you want to keep them for a mm-hmm. long time, then you need to work together in a positive environment, mm-hmm. and figure out how to do that. And instead of having it be a dictatorial situation. So I see your leadership as being a very soft way of leading in the sense that you try to really connect with people on a human level. Mm-hmm. And it's not about the bottom line.
It'll affect the bottom line, but you talk to either Patrick or Tom, they would say, I am one of their, not the bottom line manager, because I believe bottom line comes from all of those other things. My focus isn't on money. My focus is on people. And people are not just my employees, they're also my guests. But because my focus is on employees, I have happy employees, and we don't have the turnover, you know, but we collaborate. I listen, You know, they're my feet on the ground and my ears on the phone.
And they have great suggestions wisdom. And that's so important that we listen to the people who are working. I know Marriott wrote a book about saying, you know, what's the most precious asset for any business? And or what's the most important thing? And other people say, oh, the customers. And no. It's the staff. It's who is who's part of that business. Mm-hmm. And that's why personal growth, leadership development, and all of that, that helps everyone. Who are some of the other sponsors who are local here?
Budget Blinds, Oregon Seaside Vacation Rentals, Norma Seafood and Steak, Windermere, Barbara Maltman, and Deanna Evans. They've been with me every year. Stop and Go, Dina's on the corner in Cannon Beach, Buckaloo Communication, and Infused Leadership is my business, and Coast River Business Journal.
That's great. That's that these, and again, I think it's for people of all ages. I have been fortunate enough to attend a couple of these, and I've always come away with an inspiration, an idea, a pearl of wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
What is it that you hope that people will receive after coming to this event?
You know, the last 4 years, I've had a life coach sit down immediately after the event with my staff the next day, because I want to bring out content. I don't want you to go home, put it on the shelf, and never look at it again. I want you to be able to use it. So if you just improve your leadership 2%, and you do that every year and you compounded it, how much better would you be to your family, to your community, to your job, to you personally, if you just developed yourself, if you took something away? So my goal for people isn't that they just come to get out of work for the day or whatever, but they come with an anticipation. I'm going to receive something and it's going to change my life and make me better.
I think one of the things that you talked about when I've had you on the program before about this LeaderCast, and that is that when you talk about leading, it means so many different things. Like, okay, if I say to myself, I want to start walking more every day, and so I have to have the discipline to lead myself to say, okay, Donna, we made a commitment that we're going to start walking every day, or we're going to do X and Y and Z, or yoga every day, or whatever. And I think that is leadership and discipline somehow, are they interrelated in your mind?
Oh, yeah. Because it takes personal discipline. And, you know, I think when you were talking about that, first thing that hit me is, you know what? You got to believe you're worth it, too. You know, because if you're going to get out and walk, you're worth taking care of your health. You know, so a thought that I had written down, there was a quote. Personal development is the belief that you are worth the effort, time, and energy needed to develop yourself. So whether it's discipline to go out and have a walk because you believe that your health is worth it, or, you know, I'm going to read this book because it's better for me. I'm not going to sit down and be a couch potato tonight and watch 3 TV shows, because at the end of the day, what did that do? Did I gain anything from those shows? You know, it's personal discipline. You're the first person you have to lead is you. And if you want to be better at anything that you want to do, take up a new, craft or whatever, it's a decision.
It's just, and I think we talked a lot about leading by example, that
exactly.
is really where it is, that no matter what people say, it's what you do. And that, and so you're a leader when you're a parent.
Oh, yeah.
And you're a leader like the young woman in high school who chose to go in early and do some things to help everybody else. And I think it's the having the courage within to say, you know, I'm going to step out here and do something that maybe I'm a little bit afraid of, because I think there's a lot of fear in our culture. And if a person is going to be a leader, they're the first one who's going to say, well, you know, that looks scary, but I'm going to go ahead and try that.
Mm-hmm.
And then that gives everyone else permission to take that risk.
It gives you permission not to be perfect.
Oh, now there's a really good
point.
You
know what? Because I think that's part of the problem in our society, too. We got to look perfect. We got to act perfect. We got to be so busy that we're exhausted. That means we're really working hard. You know, you have to find your own truth.
And it's not effective, because the busier we are and the more that we're spinning on that, you know, that wheel that the gerbils run around on, the less effective we are. So I think it's about maybe harnessing the energy and the internal power that we all have in productive and healthy, positive ways. yes. instead of in destructive ways. Because if we can learn, I know I have great pleasure when I work with a young person and I say, you know, you can do this. And I see this great potential. And you really, you do? You know, yeah. I mean, people need to feel that within themselves. And so this is this leader cast is for people of all ages. Mm-hmm. And again, how do people register? Because people do need to register. You will sell out. They need to get tickets. It's just this one-day event. Let people know how they can reach you or how they should register
for
this
event. Well, the easiest way to get a hold of me is to go to Wendy, W-E-N-D-Y, at Infused, I-N-F-U-S-E-D, leadership.com is my email. And then my phone number is 503-440-1995.
All right. And I'm going to leave this information at the station. If you're driving and you think that this would be great for a young person that you know, a classic community college student, a high school student, and maybe someone who's older or retired or thinking of retirement, but maybe wants to get back into doing something, it's good for the brain cells mm-hmm. when we learn new things and when we're inspired. And so I'm going to leave this information at the studio. Any last thing, Wendy, you'd like the listening audience to know?
Well, I was thinking of you, and I know that you're on a lot of nonprofits, too. And, you know, we don't get paid to do those. We do it because we choose to. That's self-leadership. You know, tell me why that's important. Why is it important to get involved in community?
Exactly. That's a good question. Why is it important to get involved in community? All of those of you who are listening to Coast Community Radio, you know because you support this radio station and you listen to it. And
right.
that helps create the community, the healthy and positive community we want to live in. Because mm-hmm. life is difficult. There are challenges and we're all down. And if we work together in our businesses, in our homes, in our families, in our communities, it makes it better for us and for everyone else.
Well, my business card, Infused Leadership, infused, when I looked up that word, is the art of placing something in somebody else. So if you come to the Leader Cast, you're going to get something placed in you and you're going to be able to go home and use it. Whether it's going to benefit you personally, but it's also going to benefit your family, your community, your coworkers.
Well, what's great though is that when you attend something like this, people get different things from different. You know,
right.
you'll find that one pearl of wisdom for you will be there, and it may be completely different from what someone else takes.
It's like going to the grocery store; we don't all go
That's
buy
right.
the same thing.
So, but here's the opportunity. So,
yep.
again, you can reach Wendy at Wendy at infusedleadership.com,
mm-hmm.
and I'll leave this information. Thank you so much, Wendy.
Thank you for
and
having me, Donna.
I'm glad to see that you're working with your staff on some of these empowering books, and I think that is what it's about. It's about empowering people. To find the best in themselves.
Growth, yeah.
Yes, they can do it. All right, thank you so much, Wendy. And I want to thank our engineer extraordinaire, Terry Wilson, who shows up faithfully for all kinds of events in this community. And you're a leader, Terry. You're an absolutely wonderful, inspirational leader. I also want to thank our local talented banjo instructor, Michael Bruin, for his original theme music for this program. Until next week, find a moment for yourself today. Take a deep breath. With gratitude for all the good things in your life, focus on those good things, on expanding those things, and on feeling good. And then give yourself a loving and compassionate hug or a pat on the back for being uniquely you, for doing the best you can, and for being here now in this moment, the only moment which exists, on the amazing planet we call Earth.